From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. In a moment, a move to break up big Wall Street banks.
But first, that sound you just heard was a logjam in the Senate breaking. After a rare meeting of nearly all senators last night and a lot of horse trading on the Senate floor this morning, a deal has been reached over confirming some of President Obama's long-stalled nominations. Here's how Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid described it.
Everyone will not be, oh man, we got everything we wanted. But I think it's going to be something that is good for the Senate. It is a compromise. And I think we get what we want, and they get what they want. Not a bad deal.
The Senate then voted to move forward with the nomination of former Ohio Attorney General Richard Cordray to head the Consumer Finance Protection Board, a board which Republicans think has too much power. But they avoided, at least for now, the so-called nuclear option that Reid had threatened to deploy that would be changing the rules on filibusters to keep Republicans from stopping the nominations. Rick Klein is ABC News political director. Rick, I think I was stunned, actually, because I heard somebody in Washington use the word compromise.
It happens every once in a while, but it's only when you have these threats of terrible things with words like nuclear option that things tend to happen like this. We've seen before Congress work well under deadlines. They also tend to work well when there is the threat of impending disaster, procedural or otherwise. That's what moves things forward, and that's what the history of this has been. Every time there's been buzz around changing the Senate rules to allow nominations to move forward, that becomes an impetus for things to actually move.
But you wrote this morning that changing Senate rules might have been a refreshing change.
There would have been a certain intellectual honesty to it, because both sides use the same rhetoric about the other side holding them up, and there's this sense in the Senate where they love to wax nostalgic about the grand traditions, but practically speaking, day-to-day, the Senate is hand-to-hand combat, and it shouldn't be considered otherwise. It happens to be that they have different thresholds for votes. You need to approve most nominations with 60 votes because of the traditions that have developed. But that isn't to say that there's bipartisanship that reigns. There's maybe slightly more comedy that reigns day-to-day in the Senate, but it really is just sort of a glorified House of Representatives where the party that's in charge rules, and it does so rather firmly.
Well, and if this runs up against some senators' sense of themselves, that they are so above what's happening in the House, you say no.
I think the Senate has devolved for a number of reasons into something less than the world's greatest deliberative body. There's a long prevailing feeling that the cooling saucer that the founding fathers talked about and the deliberation that happens, it really isn't that. There are times where bipartisanship can break through, like on the immigration bill recently, but the fact is that almost everything is viewed through very partisan stripes, and it's only become more so as a new generation, a more aggressive generation of senators has begun to take office.
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of praise for the Republican John McCain for brokering this deal, doing some of this arm twisting. What will we see going forward? What are some of the nominations?
Well, the most important one is the one you referenced, Richard Cordray at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And there's a total of 7 nominations that were at issue here. And now we're going to have votes on all of them except for 2 to the National Labor Relations Board. Those 2 are going to get pulled from the Democrats' perspective. If the White House goes along with this, those 2 were already in legal jeopardy because of the way they had been named during recess appointments. The other ones weren't as big a deal and weren't nearly as controversial. So the Democrats don't feel like they're giving up very much here, and they are going to get a head of the CPFB for the first time.
Yeah, and Rick Klein, just do Americans even care at this point? You know, they've sort of gotten used to the idea that nothing's happening in Washington. And if maybe they're not paying attention and yawning at this big news, why should they be paying attention?
Well, it's funny. I'm watching the cable news today, and they're talking about the Zimmerman trial pretty much nonstop, and not about this story. I think there's a fatigue around process stories like this, and also the fact that we have had so many iterations of nuclear options and being told that the grand traditions are being busted through. And the fact is that people may not care much about those traditions. They are frustrated by the pace of things getting done. If today is a good day in the sense that the process seems to have worked, then we're definitely grading on a curve because it doesn't feel like it.
Rick Klein, ABC News political director. Thanks as always.
Thank you.